All right, boys and girls, this is our Pick'em, and before we get started, you need to go check out all of our wonderful sponsors. You need to check out Dive Bomb Industries, Pacific Calls, Boss Shot Shell, Shin Gear Waiters, Dirty Duck Coffee, Lucky Duck, Looking Glass Duck Club Podcast. Those boys are always funny. Gundog Outdoors, Take Care of That Pooch, Goose Creek Retrievers. If you've got a question about training your pooch, then Mr. Matt Peel is the guy to hit up. Bangtail Whiskey, Eyesight Drones, and Stanford Hunt Outfitters. All right, boys and girls, this week we've done it just a little bit different. This is part one of our week five pick'em since I am going on vacation and we'll miss the Thursday night game. We pick the Thursday night game, and then Jeff gives his got an email from a farmer about how to get on some land up in North Dakota. So we do that, and then we'll have part two of week five whenever I get back on Friday. So hope you enjoy it. Here we go.
Hello. What happened there?
Two, one.
Boom, and welcome to the Big Honker Podcast, brought to you by Eyesight Drones. I'm Jeff Stanfield with the world-famous Andy Shaver and Andy's youngest little turd, Jameson, and Uncle Tony's here too, right? Yes.
Can yep.
Hello. You talk, or are you just going to say hello? We're going to have this is going to be a little different deal. We're going to pick one game for Thursday. And then when Andy gets back on Friday night, we'll have the picks for the rest of it on Saturdays. But before we do that, we got an update from North Dakota. I got a guy that emails me from North Dakota. He's a farmer. And he said the top 10 things that you out-of-state hunters need to know when you go to North Dakota. Hold on. Number 10 is when talking to a landowner, if your buddy is a jackass, leave him in the truck. So, like, if you and Tony are going somewhere, me and Tony, we make Tony stay in the truck. Number 9, if you get permission, call the landowner back and tell him how you did. Send pictures. Sometimes we like to brag if the random people hunting our farm do better than the neighbors hunting on their fields. So if you do get permission, send the guy some pictures, let him know how you did. Number 8, if you're looking on Onyx and you see that Douglas or James owns the land, don't ask for Douglas or James. Ask for Doug or Jim. If not, you're just going to look like a dumbass. Number 7, no one cares. You know someone who lived in North Dakota for a week. Fuck, the state isn't that damn small. We don't know everyone. Number 6, don't expect some farmer to know who you are because you or your fucking cousin hunted a field 3 years ago, or think he saved your number and knows who you are when you call or text. Number 5, no means no. Don't be a dick and keep calling the same day to hunt the same field. But also realize you might have called just as a farmer screwed something up, so a different field the next day is worth a shot. Number 4, electronic posting is allowed with no signs in the field. This is new, so pay attention. Number 3, you cannot hunt an unharvested field without permission, even if it's not posted. This is standing crops to be harvested, cover crops and winter wheat rye. Do not drive in my damn rye field that may look like shit, but we are going to harvest the shit next year. Number 2, make friends with a farmer when you do ask him for help getting on a neighbor's field. I always let a neighboring farmer's friend hunt our farm. Well, most always. And number one, never block the fucking road. Bonus tips, if you're hunting in eastern North Dakota, wear a North Dakota State University football hat because, well, kissing ass never hurts, and North Dakota State University football kicks ass. There you go. That's the tips from North Dakota to the farmers. Okay, Tony and Andy. We're going to pick one week game for Thursday night, the Rams and Seattle.
Where do they play?
They're playing in Seattle.
Rams.
I'm taking the Rams.
I'm taking the Rams.
I'm taking the Rams to go to the Super Bowl. The Rams might not get beat this year. They are good. I bet they don't. I bet they end up 15-2 probably if they don't get any injuries to Matthew Stafford. They've got a great defense and they got a good offense. You don't think so? Well, they're not your Super Bowl team. You didn't even pick them to win the division. You've got Arizona picked to win the division. So,
well, Matthew needs to step up a little for my fantasy team. So
he's having a good year.
He needs more.
I looked at some stats today. Did you know that Dak Prescott and Daniel Jones had the same amount of fantasy points this year? Mm-mm. Yes.
Dak Prescott and who?
And Daniel Jones had the same amount of Dak Prescott is averaging 24 points of a fantasy game, and so is Daniel Jones.
Hmm. You think Dallas is going to keep going, doing what they're doing?
What, winning every other game just about? Yeah.
Well,
they should have lost
that one
to San
game
Diego.
Was close, though.
It's 2-1. They beat Philly. Philly's not very good, but I think Dallas ends the year at probably 9-8, 8-9, 8-8-1. What do you think, Andy?
Probably so. They got the Titans to play still. You got Green Bay at Green Bay. That's going to be a tough one just because of where you play. At Baltimore, which who knows if Baltimore can get their stuff together. So it ain't going to be a cakewalk.
No, I never said it was going to be a cakewalk, but they're just – I don't think – they are solid on both sides
Hello.
Of the ball.
Right in here.
They're solid on both sides of the ball, very solid. And I just don't see anybody really – I don't see them losing very many games if they don't get injured because their defense can control so much.
As much as I hate to say it, they looked really good.
They have a good damn good team. Which one? We're talking about the Rams. Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about the Cowgirls.
Oh, no, Cowboys not. Cowboys will probably win their division because their division's not very good, but I don't see them doing much.
Cowboys had a good-looking defense. Hey, don't mess with that.
You know, they did. They played really well against a good San Diego offense.
Los Angeles.
Or whoever they are. So, all right. You got anything else, Andy? Because this was going to be just a short little deal anyway.
Short little deal. You got the tips. And then on Saturday, we'll have, whenever I get back into the country, if I get to leave the country, we'll have Tony on. We'll do the rest of the week 5.
Okay, here. This was the stats on fantasy wide receivers. This is going to be fantasy for just a second. Cooper Kupp is, by gosh, out scoring. He's averaging 35 points a game. And then Tyler Lockett's second, Mike Williams is third, and Devontae Adams is fourth. A lot of the big studs are on the bottom of the list.
Yeah.
And quarterbacks, this is the one that really – Kyler Murray is and Tom Hello. Brady. Kyler Murray and Tom Brady are just barely – or 111 and 110 points. Then it's Derek Carr, Patrick Mahomes, Stafford, Kirk Cousins, Russell Wilson, Sam Darnold, Jalen Hurts, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Dak Prescott's way down at the bottom, and that kind of surprised me. But he and Daniel Jones have the same amount of points. And your boy Kelce is by far the best tight end in the league. By far.
That's right. That's why I picked him. Be up there.
Who's the number one running back? Derrick Henry by a bunch.
Yes.
Andre Jones, Aaron Jones, and DeAndre Swift are second and third.
Cook was there until he missed out.
Yeah, he was. And then it made a big difference. All right, everybody, this was just a short one. Hope everyone's having a good little week. We'll have the rest of Pick'em come out on Saturday. Thank you, and God bless y'all, and have a good little week.
Go check out all of our great sponsors. Check out Lucky Duck, Eyesight Drone Service, Gundog Outdoors, Bangtail Whiskey, Stanford Hunt Outfitters, Goose Creek Retrievers, Looking Glass Duck Club Podcast, Dirty Duck Coffee, Boss Shot Shells, Dive Bomb Industries, Pacific Calls, and Shin Gear Rangers.